Grand Traverse County Judge Thomas Power has temporarily ordered Traverse City's mayor and several commissioners to not erase any records on their personal computers. It's part of a lawsuit over access to information brought by a former member of the Traverse Area District Library Board. Here's IPR's Linda Steffen with more.
George Galick was on the library board until late last year. Just after his term ended, city commissioners decided not to reappoint him, instead appointing Jerry Beasley to the slot. Commissioners have a right to do that, but Galick is convinced the process was not conducted in public as it ought to have been. It's a hunch, based on what he did see in public. Galick says before the city commission appointed his successor, a subcommittee had recommended to reappoint him, but that motion was never made. There was instead a motion carried to appoint Beasley at Mayor Mike Estes's suggestion. Galick says Estes was not on the committee that interviewed candidates for the library board, and that the move to vote against the committee's recommendation was unusual.
Why would he have taken that risk to do this unprecedented move if he wasn't sure he had the votes? Obviously, people went into that meeting room knowing they were going to vote for this stuff, but it was all outside the public view. That's the problem. That's a violation of the Open Meetings Act. That's what I see.
Galick is trying to uncover documents that might support his belief that commissioners had talked in private about his appointment prior to their meeting. And he's suing under the Freedom of Information Act for documents he thinks might help. He names as defendants Traverse City, Mayor Estes, and Commissioners Jim Carruthers, Denny Scrutato, and Barbara Boudros. It's not the first time a former appointee has publicly scrutinized the commission's process. After David Hokia was not reappointed to his spot on the Planning Commission, he made broad information requests trying to uncover evidence that some commissioners are making decisions together behind closed doors. Mayor Estes says these attempts are simply jaded former appointees with conspiracy theories.
We don't have any padded group of people who all conspire to, you know, just vote one way. I mean, check the records if you need any evidence of that. We're an independent group of thinking people who make decisions, and most of those decisions are made during commission meetings. I mean, we always have some ideas as how we're going to vote on something before we get into the commission chambers. That's because we read the material.
Commissioner Jim Carruthers says he's also confused by the lawsuit.
I mean, yes, some communication happens behind the doors, but not to violate the Open Meetings Act. I mean, I can call a commissioner and talk to them, but I made no communications on this issue, so I don't really know why I'm one of the people being sort of narrowed out here.
One of the documents Galick wants through this lawsuit is a paper Carruthers apparently read from as he made the motion to appoint Jerry Beasley to the seat that had been held by George Galick.
In our meeting packets, we get prepared motions, and I just read the prepared motion that was given to us. So I'm just assuming at this point that's the documentation that they're looking for. Personally, I don't have that documentation. That's something that's provided to us in our city packets. I don't keep all the information in our packets. If the city has it, I'm sure they must have it in the file somewhere, they could submit that document. But that's what I believe I was reading from.
But George Galick says he never got that document, and he wants to know how a prepared motion to appoint Beasley would have gotten into commission packets that night if the original recommendation was to reappoint him. The lawsuit also brings to court a legal question that's been debated in Traverse City over the course of the past year, whether or not government officials are required to turn over information in private email accounts to the public if they contain city business. Mayor Mike Estes has always said no.
I mean, my computer is for my use. And, and it's going to stay that way, as it should for every other city commissioner or every elected official. If this is their personal property, then the public doesn't have access to your personal property, just like I don't have access to what you have on your computer in your house.
An attorney for the Michigan Press Association, who routinely argues on behalf of newspapers for access to government documents, says Estes is right. But Don Hertz says if there's some evidence of an open meetings violation, a judge could allow emails to be subpoenaed. And 13th Circuit Court Judge Thomas Power has, at least for now, ordered Estes and other named commissioners not to erase any emails or other records on their home computers. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Linda Steffen.